Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. In the loop on a Tuesday here in H-Town. You heard the man, call and roll. Mm-hmm. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, LaFiggy Fig here with you. And he's out here with a couple of really interesting koozies in here.
Some koozies.
I don't know what the occasion is, mm-hmm. but he's got koozies for all
Dolly
of them.
I forgot my tumbler today, but I actually carry koozies around in my briefcase, for real.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
These are your very important business items.
We were talking Texans. I was using mm-hmm. my Texans koozie when we were
Wow, you're thematic.
We were talking Astros. I don't think I was perfect score when it came to mm-hmm. doing it, but I
had the orbit
koozie,
yeah.
And then I have the Queen, Dolly Parton.
That doesn't look like Stevie Nicks.
That's Dolly Parton.
We're not Stevie doing Nicks. That again. We're not. What? That's Queen. A side conversation that will remain a side conversation.
Queen, Stevie Nicks. She's the wench hanging out on the other side of the castle. This is the Queen right here.
And that will lead to a koozie confession for me later on
okay.
in the show. But
okay.
Yeah, we got it. We got a show for you today mm-hmm. on this Tuesday. Hope that you're having a good time. Go ahead and get involved with the program, as we always want you to do. There's the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
Yes, sir. 713-5724. I feel like I just have to up my energy whenever I say that. One more time for me, if you don't mind.
The Texas Hammer!
Yeah, that's right. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And then also, shout out to Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for giving us the live streams, both on YouTube at Sports Radio 610 and then Twitch 610 Houston. But yeah, let's start here because, yeah, we were talking about mm-hmm. the wide receivers and how you go about addressing wide receiver for this Texans team. Like, I think Seth, you know, kind of led us down that path yesterday in some ways, talking about how he thought, you know, just kind of one wide receiver and you kind of, you know, go with more of a normal pattern of having two mm-hmm. guys that you really depend on and then having your depth. I lean towards kind of having those three guys, and we started talking about Mechie, we started talking about Hutchinson, and somebody was like, look, man, I'm not trying to hear all those other guys. We should have kept Noah Brown. I was like, look, if I had a time machine, I would have done that.
Yep.
And then the light bulb popped up ahead of me.
Hey, time machine.
If you did have a time machine and you wanted to change anything in Houston sports, 713-572-4610, what's the thing that you would change?
Well, we bounced this off of Tyler Milner,
yes.
Who was here early getting some work done.
That's right.
And he went with one more recent that I think some people would agree with, and that is Game 7, A.J. Hinch. And how he handled the pitching, you know, and down the stretch. Still hurts inside a little bit, sitting out there in right field and watching that happen, and then home runs and everything else.
Were you looking in the pen?
Like,
you were actively, because you were sitting out there in right field.
I was in right field. I was looking in the pen. I was with my two sons.
So you saw
Will Harris coming out there tired as hell?
I saw Will Harris coming out. And the day before, man, you're going to get me mad again.
Go for it.
The day before.
Get in your bag, Queen, or King, rather.
A.J. Hinch said, nah, Will Harris, he ain't got nothing. Basically, that's what he said. He's tired.
He said he's gassed.
And then he brings his ass in.
Hey, come in here and give us some of that gas. Right,
I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine, though.
Okay.
I'm
that's what a time machine is.
Wayback time machine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wayback time machine. The year was 2005.
All right. I was expecting like the 70s. You said way back.
And the Houston Texans were drafting in the first round. David Carr had already, we knew what David Carr was. He had like 35 touchdowns, 45 interceptions. He was not the guy. You had 3 years of David Carr under your belt. And the Texans drafted Travis Johnson, who we all love.
Cigar man.
Uh-oh. We all love Travis Johnson.
Uh-oh. ISO!
ISO!
You by yourself on this one.
We ISO. All, the year before, they had drafted one Andre Johnson. David Carr was not the answer. We knew that by the end of year three.
I don't know where you're going here, and I'm very scared. I'm going to be honest.
Several picks, not even, let's see how many picks it was behind. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven picks behind Travis Johnson. Aaron Rodgers was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Had the Texans made the decision then to draft Aaron Rodgers and team him up with a decent defense and Andre Johnson, hell, who knows what we'd be talking about right now.
Well, I know some of the things we'd be talking about right now, but I within what context? And
go ahead,
we
Sean,
welcome back Sean Pendergast.
No. It's funny. You know who I've had this conversation with?
Travis.
Travis Johnson.
Yeah.
Travis Johnson.
I have
himself.
Too.
Reggie, you don't need to back away from the table.
Yeah.
If you talk to Travis Johnson about it, he'll be the first to admit, like, yeah, they should have drafted him.
I've always believed him to be self-aware, but I just want to make it abundantly clear. I love Travis, and I'm not willing to say anything blasphemous.
Aaron Rodgers and Andre Johnson. Think about it. I mean, could we have a Super Bowl? That wasn't too far
maybe.
Removed.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he has won. Here's the tough thing. Like, but, he has won.
Yeah.
And this is the
but
thing.
But he's one of the greatest ever.
You're not wrong.
He sat behind somebody for a couple years, too.
Yeah, that is fair. You change that dynamic. Well, does he become the same player? I am inclined to say yes.
Yeah.
However, you know, like, I think that is a question that people constantly ponder mm-hmm. about is, like, what mm-hmm. does that look like? Also, he is notoriously onerous. Like, he is notoriously not easy
care.
To deal with.
I don't care.
And I don't know that this is an organization that was, like, well set to be able to deal with that dude.
I do not care. Aaron Rodgers and Andre.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is the, like, highly potent. Like, he's kerosene. Like, he's gasoline, mm-hmm. right? It is highly potent. But if you do not handle with care, this whole thing is burning to the ground, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I do wonder, would you have gotten the raw power to work? Would you have been able to harness that in the way that you wanted? Or would that have ended up being a mess? Would he have even been here for a very long time? Like, I don't know that all those things come together.
I would sure like to have found out. I sure would have liked to have found out. Aaron Rodgers and Andre? Come on, man.
I mean, look, I would have loved that for Andre's sake. Just like, hey, man, somebody who gets him the ball in a way above what he was dealing with there. All right. So this person absolutely on the YouTube is where I was going. And in order, before I go there, I would like to take you back to All-Star Weekend. I promise I'm not going to do this too much to you. It's not about All-Star Weekend itself. However, All-Star Weekend in the NBA this weekend was in San Francisco, and they practiced at Oracle Arena, where the Warriors used to play. This is James Harden, obviously former Rocket, talking about being back in that building.
Yeah, as much as like being in this arena gives me like nightmares, because I had to go against them. Like, it was like a real battle. Like, we literally created teams just to beat the Warriors. You know what I mean? And somehow, some way, you know, they always ended up, you know what I mean, you know, in the finals.
Yeah, and so Tommy on the YouTube says Chris Paul's hammy injury in the Western Conference Final 2018. I don't know how I fix that going back in a time machine. Like, if I just had ultimate power, sure. But if we in the situation of going back, I also am not entirely sure how I do this, right? Because they missed 27 threes, right? But three-pointers was the way that they got there. But I feel like if I go up there and I'm like, hey, level with you. I'm coming from the future. Three-pointers aren't on the menu today.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. Look, this is how. What got you here? Mm-hmm. Can we change our approach a little bit? Because, again,
that was the offense right there.
Right, like, that was the whole offense. However, like, you lost by 9 points.
Yeah.
I feel like if we could turn some of these three-point attempts into something other, into getting downhill, into, like, creating some fouls. And I will readily admit, it's been a while since I've gone back and watched that game for obvious reasons. Why would I do that to myself? But I feel like if we could change the way that they approach that just a little bit earlier in that game, you could make it more competitive and maybe get a win. Like, I can't fix Chris Paul's hammy, and that was, like, devastating because it felt like, yo, he stays healthy and they go on to the finals and they definitely win that thing.
They should,
I'm like, hey, at the very least, if the thing that feels like it's readily changeable is just changing your approach a little bit if you knew ahead of time. I don't blame them in that moment for taking all those threes because that's how they got there. But if I have the benefit of hindsight, hey, man, let's see if we could change the way we do this. If we can get downhill a little bit better.
Yeah.
If we can do a little bit more of this pick and roll, get into, you know, the lob and those types of things that they like doing, as opposed to leaning so heavily on the three, maybe you can get past this.
Do you have one, Figgy?
Yeah, I was thinking, I kind of want to respond to that because this kind of popped in my head. What about the trade, the Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook trade?
Yeah,
I mean, because Chris Paul, he actually played better that year with OKC and actually got them to the playoffs, which we thought he was all washed, and he had like another year.
He's
after
still
that.
Not washed completely.
he's not the same.
Yeah, but, but just to illustrate your point, he was good
him because we thought he was washed. Yeah. We thought that was it.
Yeah, there was that, but then there was also the fact that I think that he might have strangled James Harden.
This is true.
Like,
yeah, that's
and
that's
to be
true.
Fair, you traded for another dude who maybe probably wanted to strangle James Harden at some point. Like, that was the tough thing about James Harden. He wasn't a worker necessarily. And not to say that he was entirely lazy or whatever, but just his get down did not jive with these two dudes in Chris Paul and then even more so Russell Westbrook. That they're all about putting in this work. And the cultural thing ended up being a little bit of a distinction. But I think it's fair to ask that question. Like, hey, man, do you run that back again? Although, again, then we come back to the idea that you thought he was washed. He also, like, got injured right at the wrong time. Those types of things. Like, there's a lot of things that you look up and you go, hey, does that happen again? Especially in the way that you had to play basketball. I don't.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/whereyoustart. Because where you start matters.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
We're getting some really good ones. Go ahead.
Yeah, baby. I got a couple of them. The first one I thought about, and this is kind of recent. I love Stephon Diggs. Don't get me wrong, but I think about Brian Thomas Jr.
Ocho wins.
I kind of wonder. You know, I wouldn't change it again, but I always think about the what if.
Yep.
What if you stayed right there and you actually picked that receiver?
Yeah. This past season alone. Yeah.
And we're not talking about drafting receiver in the same way that we are now. Maybe you still want to add one, especially with Tank's injury, assuming that everything, like, I understand butterfly effect stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, assuming that things happen somewhat similarly and you have, like, Tank getting injured, but you have, in that instance, you have Nico, you'd have a young ascending player in Brian Thomas Jr., and you're like, all right, well, we have these two things to work with. Maybe you add a tertiary player that's, like, on the periphery. Maybe you feel a little bit more comfortable operating in free agency, just kind of adding somebody in because you have these two dudes on extended contract. But we would definitely be in a much different place.
Yeah, and I'm not saying the Texans made the wrong move. I felt like the move they made was the right move, but I'm like, damn, if you had Brian Thomas Jr., you got this receiver core, these three guys for the next 4 years.
I got, there's several coming in.
Y'all are killing this.
They're
on
killing
the
it.
Jim Adler, the Texan.
This one is low key a huge one. Just don't run a quarterback sneak. Just don't run that quarterback sneak. They were the best team in the AFC until he was it an ankle foot, something like that, and did that. What about going back and signing Peyton Manning when he was the Texans were in the market? It was being reported. The Texans were interested in signing Peyton Manning, and then he ended up going to Denver and winning a Super Bowl and going to two?
Yeah, they went to two.
Yeah,
they
went to two.
One of those they got absolutely smoked.
Yeah.
And then the other one he was not particularly good in.
Yeah.
That, like, that defense carried you there. So, like, I don't know how much I lean towards that.
This
however,
was a defense team, though.
Yeah, the alternative. Yeah, the alternative. Yeah.
But you also had Brock Osweiler.
That's exactly. But you get the alternative. You're talking about the big Brock, right? Some fair ones that come in. Nolan Ryan leaving Houston is one of those. If you could find a way to convince him to stay, I appreciate that. How about this? Like, we did not go back and talk about, like, the Oilers. Because there's a few of the things that you can hit with the Oilers. I don't know. I do appreciate, like, what kind of negotiation tactics you might have. Because the 8-2 is, like, the Oilers never leaving.
Yeah.
But also having a new owner. And I'm like, how are you making that happen? If you can make that happen, that's great. But if you could find a way to keep the Oilers, that absolutely, I understand. That'd be huge. We would not be dealing with some of we wouldn't be dealing with your favorite woman in the world.
That
Amy Adams Strunk.
Woman.
That's right. You wouldn't be dealing with that particularly in the same way. All the time, but like there's a few.
How about run the ball? When you're up 35-3 against the Bills.
Yeah, I was about to go there.
Run 100%. The damn ball. That would have been a win. That would have been a win right there.
Yeah, and you put yourself in the big game. Give yourself an opportunity to actually bring one of those home because it is one of the shames in Houston sports that the Oilers never got over that. Because, I mean, they had teams that were capable, they had teams that were good enough. go back in time. I'm surprised that this did not happen enough. Or did not show up as much on the text line. Go back in time and not hire Jack Easterby.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else went with Bill O'Brien. But I was like, I think this is the first
Easterby
time,
was
unless
the
I missed
real,
it.
Was the, I mean, Bill O'Brien, we know his shortcomings. But Easterby was the one that just set it off the rails. I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I figured that would be the overwhelming response. Would be, hey, Easterby, don't do that. But yeah, that one just came in, especially because, like, that is a time that absolutely tormented the
Texans.
What
about the D-Hop trade?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
It was awful.
Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons. That's where it started going downhill at that point, man. Because, I mean, you could have kept him for another year.
Yeah.
Like, people like to bring up the whole contract thing. And he would have played another year, man.
At least you
definitely would have went back to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, what about signing Barkley that last year?
He was, that's a great one. I mean, nobody dislikes Joe Mixon, but Barkley was an MVP candidate. And, offensive player of the year, 2,000 yards, all that. And they were reportedly, again, deep into conversations towards signing him.
Okay, so we're really stretched. You be the judge here, Lopez. I'm going to the court of the honorable judge John P. Lopez. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, "Don't run Colt McCoy into Alabama's line." Obviously, talking about which year was that? The
2011
national championship game.
11.
I think you're right there. Yeah. It was 11.
Mm-hmm.
Do we count that as Houston sports? Because it's the University of Texas, obviously.
Well, you want to go college, you know, there's a huge... there's a huge...
How about rebound the basketball?
Yeah, how about rebound the basketball?
Right, and just win the national championship instead of letting NC State get over on you? Yeah, no, that's absolutely one of those. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fair. One of those to come up. Somebody said replay for the Renfro touchdown.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. So I like what you're doing here. You're bringing modern technology back and be like, no. See, look, I got video right here.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Like you're like Pat Bev that one time on the court when he brought the camera. Like, look, no, right here. It shows.
And the 936 said something that no one,
I don't think
this,
you're going
to,
yeah.
No one in this city has the guts to say.
No, I'm not. I'm.
But.
Nope.
But.
Nope. We're fighting. We're fighting on this one. I refuse.
But. It is probably accurate.
No, I refuse.
No one wants to say it. 936, I give you credit for the courage you have on display right now.
Nope.
Draft Jordan instead of Elijah.
Disagree.
Come on.
I like...
Come on.
Nope.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
I
understand. I understand.
No like, one has the guts. You don't have the guts.
Yeah.
No.
Man,
he's
Nigerian, so he ain't about to go against this Nigerian person.
I would have the guts if I agree.
That's what it is.
Like, I'm willing. Yeah, absolutely. You're right, Biggie. Best Brother, player in NBA history.
Who wouldn't want Michael Jordan?
I would. I wouldn't. Give me the dream. A local cultural fit. In some ways, a hometown boy.
Your boy.
Yeah. My man.
Your family.
Yeah, no, I'll take that. My man.
Your family.
So you don't like 6 or 7 championships?
You certain you're getting 6 or 7?
Pretty certain. I'm pretty certain.
Look at y'all. Ungrateful. Ungrateful. With all the things that Hakeem Olajuwon has done for this city.
I said no one has the guts.
You ungrateful.
This is the one I was talking to y'all about yesterday. Sometimes I kind of think about if the Houston Texans hired an offensive head coach.
Yeah.
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 I think about, like, I think they made the right decision, but often I think about when if they had, like, that Andy Reid type of person with C.J. Stroud, like that offensive genius with the quarterback.
Sure. That's a good one.
All right. Keep sending those in. I kind of want to keep bringing these up. Somebody says, side note, Dream chose U of H because he got off the plane. Actually, that whole story is fantastical. Mira Fader wrote a really interesting book. We talked to her a few months back.
I've talked to coaches that were around at the time.
And she's the first one
to get stuck at the Houston airport. Oh, really?
Right. I think she's the first one that that really went through and actually, like, I think documented in an official capacity that story was fun to tell.
Urban myth.
But it's urban myth. Yeah. Man, there's so many people that have brought these things. Man, there's all sorts of things. Go back in time, have the Astros beat the Rangers in the World Series.
The
ALCS is what we're talking about. Yeah. What, 2023 is that what we're talking about? Okay. All right. I feel you on that. I'm with you. Yeah, keep sending those in. I'm so interested in the various places that y'all have gone. Khalil Mack instead of a Jadeveon Clowney that year.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
I mean, Jadeveon was fine, but no, you absolutely would have gotten much better out of Khalil Mack. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I'll try and do my best to sprinkle those in throughout the show, so keep those coming in. But you've got an interesting perspective here, Lopez, in the NFL versus the NBA. Should the NFL learn from the NBA?
What?
In a very particular way. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. We'll do that next.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.